Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
Today, we are going to talk about if you should use a CDP. So let me give you a high level. We've done something like this a couple of years ago. A CDP is a customer data platform. And so there are tools out there such as Segment. There's another one. I met a guy that runs a company called Lexer. And what a CDP does is it combines, it's a customer data platform, right? It combines all the data points that you have on a customer. So let's say, Neil, I sell like socks or something like that. I can see, you know, all the pages Neil has seen on my website, all the socks that he's purchased over a lifetime period, and I can tailor my messaging towards that. Like, that's one example of how you can do it. But just look at it as it has all your data warehoused into one area, and then you can combine the power of all the different products that you have to speak to your customers and try to get them to convert at a higher rate.
The best way to think about it is it allows you to create a better personalized experience. Extreme example is I don't have a dog or a cat. If I went to Amazon and they started showing me stuff for dogs and cats, I'm not going to convert. Now, again, that's an extreme example, but the same thing could be said with me going to another website and them showing me, I don't know, toothbrushes. I'm not going to buy a toothbrush when I use electric toothbrushes. Like, that's very specific. I wouldn't want a manual toothbrush because I prefer electric. If someone knows all of this, they can show you what you're more likely to buy. Conversions go through the roof. And when I mean through the roof, I've seen a lot of companies test this. We've worked with a lot of people at my ad agency, NP Digital, with this. And we found that it doesn't actually increase conversions by like 30, 40%, or that most people think, but we're seeing lifts like 5, 6, 7%, which doesn't seem like a lot, but for us, that's through the roof. And the reason being is that extra spread is a big difference on how much more money you can spend on ads and how much quicker you can scale up your marketing.
Yep. So I remember we used to play around with the CDP on the single ring website, and we got a lot of data. We got a lot of data on the people that were opting in as leads and the pages that they were visiting. So imagine we have someone come in and they had filled out a free consultation form. They had indicated all these things, but they had visited all these other pages and stayed on those pages for a certain period of time. Then our salespeople would be like, hey, it turns out like you indicated you're interested in these, but you also stayed on these pages for quite a bit of time. Like, you know, what are your thoughts on that? So that conversation turning point could lead to more dollars at the end of the day in terms of closing or upselling, cross-selling. I do know that with some of these CDPs, they're looking for at least 100,000 customer data points or customer profiles, I should say. That way you have volume, right? And then that way they can help you kind of, you know, cross-reference and do all these things, and just, you know, you're going to get the most value out of that. And I know a lot of these kind of start out at maybe $5,000 a month or so and go up. So you're going to have, I believe, some scale, because I would say us testing it on our site, like, it was a nice to have, but it didn't make that much of a difference, right? Because, you know, our site, I mean, we get like 150,000 visits a month, and it's not like we have 100,000 customer profiles. It's a B2B agency, right? Single grain. Data compliance is helpful too, right? If you're like an international company, having a CDP is helpful because you're going to need to segment the data out, right? Like, if you're operating in Australia and then you're in Japan and then you're in Europe and then you're in the US, like, it's a mess. So we'll just leave it at that. But I think a CDP is a net positive if you've got significant scale in your business. Maybe you're doing, you know, 15, 20 million plus a year and you have at least 100,000 customer profiles. Neil?
Consider using one. It's worth it. Keep in mind, with data changes and privacies and cookies and all this kind of things, you know, they're going to have to also adapt to be more and more effective over time as well.
All right. So that is it for today. Check out levelingup.com/founders if you want to come hang out with us in Miami, February 12th to the 14th. And we will catch you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.